tonight it's almost a little bit of disappointment that we didn't actually score more goals in that in the dressing room, which is funny. Quarter final comp against the local rivals, we've won 4-0, flawless performance in many ways, and we're a little bit disappointed in terms of not scoring more goals. So I think we've put on a real show again tonight since the break. I calculating that we've scored 42 goals and maybe out by one or two of that and conceded three. So Stephen Kenny has really, I can't say this enough, has really fixed this team over that sort of since the break, and he's pulled us all, myself included, back where we need to be. I suppose the proof of the pudding will be over the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks, whether we've a big cup final and a big semi-final coming up. So I really think we're back to where we should be, and the manager has taken huge credit for that.
Well, people are asking since the break, how are we playing so well? But on top of what you said there, Vinny, the players have gelled even more now, haven't they? Like Michael Duffy is unrecognisable then from the beginning of the season till now.
Yeah, no, and I understand the unrecognisable bit, but it isn't. Like for myself and Rory Higgins, and would have been on the pre-season trip we had, we were so excited about him. The manager obviously signed him, and he's the one that had the biggest belief in him. But I think Michael has been playing exceptionally all season, in my opinion. Yeah. I think if I'd one thing I'd love to see is probably a couple more goals for Michael. If Michael had more goals, people would see him in a different light. He has been outstanding now for nearly 2.5 months, and as I said, I wish he had a couple more goals, and then people will go, oh Jesus, I didn't realise how good of a player he was.
But to me, looking at him, he's improved off the ball as well as on the ball, hasn't he? Like he's remembered about you played with wingers, Vinny, and sometimes they forget about the full backs that like to attack until it's too late, but he's caught on to that very quick now the break.
To be fair to him, he's come into a new group and we play a certain way, whether it was Daryl Horgan, whether it was Darren Meenan, our wingers do a hell of a lot of work for us and expected to press and get after the ball. So that would have taken time. The team was evolving around the first sort of 3 or 4 months of the season, and we had a good few injuries and the knock-on effect of what last year was. So I don't believe we've necessarily turned the corner, because I don't think we went that far around the corner. You know, people are saying, a new dawn, all that stuff. I don't see that. We're second. We're in a cup final and a cup semi-final. We had a bad start to the season, and we were punished by a really outstanding Cork run of results. We are where we are, but I don't have that mindset that there needed a lot to be fixed. I think that we needed to just gel some new players, and we're a different team than we were last year, because we've more pace in the team than we ever had in our team. So we had to play a different style of football, and we're getting there.
Of course, Vinny, we have a final next Saturday. We'll talk about that now. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we'll be back in tomorrow to do a recovery. We'll get people prepared properly. We'll go out to the grass pitch on Monday, and we start training out there. Shamrock Rovers is obviously, one of our main rivals this season. They're in good form themselves. We go up to Tallaght, which will be a difficult venue. They'll have the home dressing room or the home sort of feel about that cup tie. I think we've always, I know there was some trouble earlier on or a few years back, but we've always had, and it's starting to grow, where away support in Tallaght has been exceptional, and we had some big nights there, obviously the European nights, but we won the league in that ground as well. So it's a good ground for us. It's something we're comfortable with. And so I don't see it as a big negative, and I think the away support will be need to be vocal, but they always are, to be fair, and we can enjoy a good
real rivalry,
a good night.
But you took a good point up there. We just see on the synthetic pitch here, but a lot of your games are on grass. How do you adopt like that, the conditions? Have you the conditions to adopt?
I suppose what a lot of people don't see around town is that when we first came in, we only had the training facility of the AstroTurf here, and we struggled. Then as things evolved and we got better, we used a couple of grass pitches here and there around town, and that's never ideal. But over the last 2.5-3 years, the pitch out the back that the grammar school owned has turned from nothing more than an overgrown field into one of the best training grounds in the country.
Not many people know that. They don't
see it, and the back of the goal and Hiney Park is in good nick now as well, and that's used by, say, maybe the girls team. But the grass pitch is I know a lot of teams struggle to train in this country, like, and struggle with their facilities. Shamrock Rovers are training on Astro at the moment, and Bowls are training on Astro in Blanchardstown as well. So a lot of teams in this country struggle, but we're in a massively good position. We have that grass pitch out the back, and I mean, there's only people talk about this great team and they look what's on the pitch, and you don't see some of the stuff that goes in behind the scenes. Look, the club is backed by the owners, and they've backed the manager in everything and supported him in the team. But I mean, Harry's field of dreams. What Harry Taff has done out in that backfield out there.
Brilliant work for the club, isn't he?
It is done out of the love of the club. It's not done for any other reason. And he's out there probably working 40 to 50 hours a week, making sure we're able to train on grass. So we'll train on one of the best pitches in the country this week out the back there. And that's all down to Harry's love, desire, whatever you want to call it, for the club. And
he's an unsung hero, isn't he? Like, in your eyes that know what he's doing, we don't see it.
Well, like, it's important that David McMillan scores goals and Michael Duffy scores goals and Patrick McIlhenny slings the ball 70 yards onto someone's toe. But for that whole wheel to keep turning, you know, there's certain cogs that have to make that happen, and the biggest cog is always going to be the manager, and every player has their own little spoke. But definitely Harry Taff has a big spoke on that wheel, and he's very important. He's very popular within the players because they see him. We walk off the pitch sometimes if it's a wet night and it's scraped and there's markings, and we've dug it up in little areas, and they come back the following night and it's rolled. He's now turning into the Southampton groundsman. He's putting lines in it and circles in it. It's an unbelievable facilities, and actually it's what's important in League of Ireland and football across the world. It's what the people do behind the scenes makes your club great here.
It's very important, people behind the scenes, isn't it?
And I don't think you could sort of underestimate what he does. Like, I got a lot of praise last year over sort of our analysis of opposition through video and all that stuff. And to be honest with you, I couldn't have done that without Harry's help as well. So when he records all our matches, but to go back to the pitch, we've one of the best pitches in the country to train on week in, week out. The club has now got one, you know, we've got a state of the art gym that the owners of the club backed us on, but the pitch out the back, I urge people to have a little look over the fence, and it is fantastic. And that's done by someone on, you know, a voluntary basis who just does it for the love of the club, and he's a very important part of where we are this year.
It has a lot to do with the success of the team at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it plays a massive part. Like, we play Shamrock Rovers next week on a grass pitch up in Tallaght, and we'll train on a pitch as good as that.
Yeah.
Players need that. There's a falseness about training on Astro and moving straight onto grass. Falseness is the wrong word. There's a difference, nuance, in how the ball flows and how it travels. So to be able to go to the grass and actually replicate what we're doing in Tallaght is, you know, I just can't highlight enough how good
it
is.
It's nice that people know now, and I'll play this tomorrow with the help of God, and people will know the part Harry is making out there on the grass pitch. Going back to the final, Vinny, how do you view it, like, from an assistant manager's point of view, a coach's point of view? Shamrock Rovers, like.
Yeah, look, all my focus up until about 20 minutes ago was on Drogheda and beating them. And people, I understand people expect us to beat Drogheda and blah, blah, blah. But we never have thought like that, and we've always took one game at a time. So the focus now turns to Rovers. Rory Higgins was up there tonight, and we've seen them play Cork, obviously, the week before. Yeah. So, look, they're a side in good form. As we said, we know what their strengths are, and we've got a real challenge on our hands. But look, in the big games, we've always turned up, and we've always the players have never been found wanting in that sense. So going to Tallaght is somewhere where we've had real success. It's a proper game for us. It's a difficult tie in the sense that we missed Dylan Connolly out of our squad because he's cup tied, so that's a bit of a blow. I'm waiting on the injury from John Mountney and Dane Massey. So, but look, we're in a good position, we're in real good form. We're going there on a positive note, but it's a difficult tie. And look, I don't think I'll enjoy anything more than going up to Tallaght and winning another trophy up there. And I think most of the people in Dundalk would think the exact same.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, Vinny, you'll get the right support up, because Dundalk always love to support, especially against Shamrock Rovers, because, as they always say, they're our arch rivals, and we always like to put one over them. With the help of God, they will next week.